This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop, and right now we have a band called Born Without Blood. What's up, dudes?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
it's going good.
Good.
Let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do with Born Without Blood.
I guess I'll start. My name's Owen. I'm the vocalist.
Awesome.
I've been with Born Without Blood for, looks like, just over a year at this point.
So nice.
I'm still the new guy.
Right on, man. Yeah. How'd you meet these guys?
Let's see, was it, I think, Facebook? We connected that way?
I think,
way?
Yeah, through one of those, one of the local music communities.
Awesome.
Right. Musician communities, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Right on. And next up?
My name's Kyle. I play lead guitar.
Cool.
Man, a few words.
Hi, Jesus, drummer.
Awesome.
Drums.
I'm Gaff. I play bass.
Okay.
I'm not the new guy anymore. Thanks, Owen.
You're welcome.
And I'm Justin. I'm the founder of the band.
Awesome.
I also play guitar. Sometimes do vocals.
So yeah, let's go like Marvel origin story style. Like what's the origin of Born Without Blood?
It's a deep, dark origin.
Okay.
It'd be more of a Dark Horse comic, really. It's, you know, went through some traumas in life.
Yes.
Then, you know, felt, you know, the need to like dedicate something to, you know, to that trauma and, you know, to keep, you know, the person alive. In, you know, our hearts. And I made, you know, so I decided to make the band.
Yeah.
You know, it started out with me and another guitarist. And yeah.
What year?
I want to say about 2010 is when I actually started.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was supposed to be a black metal project at first.
Okay.
You know, the goal was, you know, always to like keep it dark, but, you know, melodic. You know, just play our hearts out.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But it kind of, you know, morphed into what it is now, a death metal band, so.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're I think we're a decent local band, you know. We get to play with lots of awesome other bands.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know, having fun with it, you know, keeping, you know, the spirit alive.
So you're the founding member.
Yes.
So let's go around the room. How did you, you know, hear about Born Without Blood and join the band? Let's start with you, man.
I met Justin at a bar, actually, at Substation. They were actually about to play.
Okay.
He mentioned that he was looking for a bass player. I'm like, well, I do that. I got you, man.
Nice.
So
there you go. And you'd been in a bunch of metal bands.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get your discography. What are all the bands?
Yeah, so for a little bit of backstory, too, I've only lived here a couple years.
Okay.
Two and a half years or so.
So you moved here during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the most fun time of my life. Anyway, enough about that. So this is the first band I've been in since moving out here. But before that, let's see, I was in my first band, Eternal Voyager, probably back in like 2013, 2014. And then in pretty short order after that, I was in another band, Exophage.
Okay.
And another band, Armis. All those bands kind of fell apart kind of around the same time, unfortunately.
Sure.
But me and one of my best friends started Ageless Warrior shortly after that.
Is that a power metal band?
It is.
Okay, it sounds like a power metal.
Very much is, yes. Yeah. I play whatever, power metal, death metal, black metal, I don't care.
Sure.
Yeah, and then also kind of around that same time, I was in Desolate Entity as well.
Okay.
And I've actually released an album with each of those bands.
So what brought you to the Northwest?
I have family that moved out here, okay. A few years before I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, the pandemic kind of, you know, made things difficult, as you would imagine. So
yeah.
Kind of ended up finding myself out here. I'm like, man, let's try something new. And, yeah, liking it so far. So,
right on.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Northwest, man.
Thanks, man.
And what brought you to Born Without Blood, man?
Yeah, basically, I moved from Mexico.
Yeah.
To here 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And this is my first band, Del Mar band, yeah, in USA also. And it's very nice, my music. Yeah, before I played in a lot of bands, like deathcore bands, metalcore bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very happy to make music with these brothers, you know, my homies.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I'm very happy to...
Do you like it up here in Washington?
Yeah, I love here. I love the water.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
What part of Mexico are you from?
Coahuila.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember the first thing, very, very hard for me because, you know, like the language.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right now, everything is more easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
what's a band from Mexico that we should know about?
It's like local band, you know, like Left to Rot in Mexico.
Okay.
Left to Rot. Like that.
Left
band.
To Rot? Yeah.
Left to Rot.
Yeah.
And deathcore band. Yeah. Let's say basically.
Left to Rot. I'll check it out.
That's the band in Mexico. That's the band.
Okay. I'll check it. Left to Rot. Shout out. And how about you, man? How'd you join the band?
Well, me and Justin were neighbors.
Okay.
I
nice.
Think you hear me playing guitar.
What neighborhood? Or
Green Lake.
Okay.
Lived in this old, it's one of the oldest buildings in Green Lake. It was an old hunting lodge that was there.
Wow.
Guys would go duck hunt at Green Lake. But now, as far as I know, it's still little single one level apartments.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
So I think after the first guitar player, Glenn, I don't know why you didn't decide on Glenn, but
yeah,
that's when I came into the fold.
Yeah.
I think that was like summer of 2012 or
probably,
somewhere
yeah.
around there.
Right on, man. And you've been at it since, dude.
Yeah,
right
so on. It's been us on guitars. There's been quite a few other members of the band since then, but I'm the one who's stuck.
Nice. Yep.
And we just heard about how you formed. Did you started? Did you do a tryout or anything, or did were you in a band previously? Or
yeah, so most of my background is guitar. So
oh, cool.
I've been playing guitar for I think 16 years now.
Wow.
So vocals more heavily the past 5 years or
awesome.
So. But yeah, there were several of the tryouts, and yeah, I wasn't sure I was gonna make it. I mean, there was people coming in and out of the tryout room before I was getting there.
Oh
so,
man, stiff yeah. competition.
Yeah, everyone who tried out was amazing.
Maybe you should just put them all on a track, yep. just like you know, right. him featuring a bunch of others. You know,
yeah. I would like to have our fill-in vocalist when we were looking for a new vocalist to do a track with Owen. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Who was that?
Simon from Goat Sanctuary.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Goat Sanctuary is a good band. That's
yeah.
awesome. Right on.
He likes to do the fill-ins.
Okay, he's a fill-in guy.
Simon's the man.
Yeah,
like
he
it.
Is. Good dude.
So we're going to go into a song here by Born Without Blood. It's called Abducted and Devoured. This is a newer one, right?
Yes.
Right on. So people can get this on streaming now, or is this premiered here? Or?
We're actually about to put the album out, hopefully around the end of next month.
Okay, right on. Well, it's Born Without Blood here on Metal Shop. It's 99.9 KISW, the rock of Seattle.
Yes, I am cancel before I
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Born Without Blood here on Metal Shop, and we just heard a song called Abducted and Devoured. And wow, who writes the lyrics?
I let the vocalist take care of the lyrics.
Okay, all right.
We talk about the subject, and you know, we mostly come up with a name first, and then you know, write it about that.
Anything that inspired you for Abducted and Devoured, man?
Certainly. So I did come at the end. The songs had names, you know,
yeah.
Especially with the songs before I got there. There were lyrics that were written. Definitely wanted to respect that and continue that.
Yeah.
Abducted and Devoured didn't have lyrics yet, so I had free reign with that. It's kind of, you know, the name is pretty aggressive, so I went with that, you know, Abducted and Devoured, kind of thematically with the idea that, you know, all things are prey and predator to something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, something thematically that fits,
exactly.
I think, for our sound, and I think we can all relate to that to some degree.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We might think that we're the apex predator, but no, we're prey to something.
Right.
And there's aliens.
Hey, there you go.
Aliens.
Also aliens. Yeah.
Reptilians.
Absolutely. So let's go back in time when you were a wee lad. What got you into heavy metal? What was the first, you know, band that you remember as a kid that got you into heavy music?
I was brought up, honestly, as a, you know, Southern Baptist, you know, with a pretty conservative family. You know, so it was like gospel and country,
mm-hmm.
you know, the clean stuff. And then I found this band Striper.
Yeah, it's a Hell with the Devil.
Right?
Exactly. The Red and Black Attack.
Yeah. I think that might have been my first actual album, honestly.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So Striper, and then you got into the heavier and darker.
You know, and then, you know, we got out of the, you know, Southern Baptist thing, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it just opened the pathway to awesomeness.
And Striper's still going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They just played it. El Corazon, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
like
awesome.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, man.
And how about you, man? First thing that you remember as far as heavy metal or metal music?
Yeah, I remember kind of back in, I was kind of like middle school, high school, kind of like somewhere around there. My mom actually gave me like she had this big tub of CDs.
Awesome.
Had me and my brother just like dig through stuff, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, a lot of it was, you know, kind of a lot of, you know, stuff you hear on the radio a lot, like Godsmack, Tool.
Sure.
Tool I kind of gravitate towards a lot more. So, like, I kind of had that sort of, like, harder rock vibe throughout high school. And then one of my friends, who's a lot more into the heavy metal stuff, showed me this band, Fintroll.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then it really just snowballed from there. I'm like, oh, this band sounds like that. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Down the wormhole.
Yep.
Nice.
And still going, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never ends.
And how about you, man? First heavy metal band you heard?
It's better you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I'd say that what got me into metal is probably the big four bands.
Okay.
Anthrax, Slayer, Metallica, Megadeth, plus Pantera.
Yep.
Probably around I was 12 years old, the early 90s, like 92 or so. So those bands, and then from there, things just got heavier. Cannibal Corpse and Deicide, Obituary.
Nice.
So started out more into thrash and graduated to death metal.
Anything you want to add?
Well, the guys are probably not going to like this, but as far as metal elitism goes, but what got me into music first was Green Day.
Yeah?
And not even like the classic stuff, like American Idiot.
Oh,
okay.
That album got me. I loved it, man. I really did. But from there, it was metalcore.
Yeah.
Bullet for Valentine, All That Remains.
Okay.
Oof.
Yeah.
That was the beginning for me.
Right on, man. Yeah. Right on. And What are some bands that you think should get some recognition? Local bands that you guys play with, or you're also security over at the substation.
Yeah,
bands you get to check with, check out. You know, we just chatted with Sorsha, so I know you guys played a show with them. Any Northwest bands that you guys think deserve a shout out and some shine here on Metal Shop?
Oh man, there's a lot actually.
Yeah,
The boys in Infernal Realm.
Oh yeah,
they're amazing. You know, good like old school death metal. You know, here in Seattle, you know, Stephen Chang, he's an amazing guitarist.
Yeah.
You know, he makes some awesome music. Man.
I'd say Rat King and Goat Sanctuary.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Rat King.
Absolutely.
Those guys are awesome.
Zoth. Rat King is right. Zoth is great, yep.
Yeah. You know, I mean, La Cabra.
Yes.
They're great. Death Cave.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even though they don't live here anymore, Oxygen Destroyer.
Yes.
You know,
great Jordan, band too.
Awesome. Jordan's probably been there since the beginning for us. Like,
that's awesome.
We started playing shows and it was awesome.
Very cool.
I'd say one of my favorite all times though, they're not a band anymore, but if those guys in the Desolate.
Yeah.
Desolate. Get your band back together.
Desolate?
We're awesome.
I don't know Desolate.
Desolate.
They moved over here from New Jersey.
Okay.
Or I think the Midwest maybe.
Somewhere.
They changed. They went from a thrash band into a more death metal.
Yeah.
Cool.
They were awesome.
Yeah, they were amazing. And they were based out of Vancouver, Washington for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. So you work at the substation,
yes.
But what are some other places you guys like to play at, you know, over in Washington State? Doesn't have to be Seattle.
You know, anytime we get to go to Portland, you know.
Yeah.
The Shredder in Boise was rad.
No, that's an amazing place to play. The crowd out there is insane. You know, Bar House, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was good times, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, still bar, but you know.
Have you guys checked out this place, the Erebus?
Yeah, down in Kelso.
Yeah,
it's actually a pretty cool place.
That's awesome.
It's a great space. You know, it's kind of like you're out in the middle of nowhere, and then all of a sudden, you know, a cool venue.
Yeah,
yeah, I've heard good things about it. I'm gonna check it out one of these days.
When you're in Kelso.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is
the food's good.
Nice. What kind of food? Good bar food.
Oh yeah, good bar food.
Nice.
You know,
dude.
It's like, you know, I guess probably because they're allowed to have MSG out there. I don't know.
There you go. Yeah. It makes the food better.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's go into another one. This one's called Inside the Dead. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Who wrote the? Did you write? You wrote the lyrics to this one too?
This one I did as well. This was the second most new song when I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Inside the Dead. Is this about like worms inside the dead
or what? Imagination.
Yeah.
So beyond like the physiological, like, you know, inside a corpse part, right? Which is, yeah. You know, the song goes from there into kind of dissecting, you know, finding meaning in life. At the end,
sure.
We're all reduced, you know, to become a corpse, you know?
Yeah.
But even in, you know, it talks about what the meaning we find in our life, you know, where we find that,
yeah.
That looks like before we're reduced in that way. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun writing that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Justin helped with some inspiration for lyrics to that, too.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Justin's a sick man. He's a sick, sick man.
I'm just kidding. Kind of sick, sorry.
Sick, dude.
Sick, dude. All right, we're going to go into Inside the Dead. You're listening to Born Without Blood. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Yeah.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock, Born Without Blood, new music, Inside the Dead. Now, before we're going to go into the song here in a minute, I'm going to give you guys a chance to do shout outs and thank yous and stuff. But I do want kind of a backstory about this next song. It's called 60 Different Stab Wounds is what we're going to play in a few. So
yeah.
Let's hear about it, man.
Well, about three, four years ago, my mom tells me that, you know, I have this cousin and she's on death row in Texas. And I'm like, what? And so I look into it, and it turns out it was just a really crazy, brutal story back in 1998. So my cousin, you know, she was, you know, doing what, you know, kids do in those days, you know, just, I don't really know. But she ended up going to this guy's house.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess, you know, they were making, you know, a business transaction.
Sure.
And, the guy, for some reason, like, takes a frying pan and hits her in the head.
Wow.
Like, he's trying to kill her, you know, because he goes for it again, and then he grabs a knife. She wrestles the knife away from him, ends up getting him on the ground, stabbing him over 60 times.
Jesus.
With multiple things. And then she went to... she hit him in the head with a hammer a couple times.
Don't forget the lamp.
Oh, I'm getting there. That's the fun part. She took a foot and a half lamp pole post, like, from, you know, from the house, shoved it over 5 inches down his throat.
Jeez.
And she probably could have gotten away with self-defense if, you know, she didn't take it further.
Yeah.
That's kind of how that goes, yeah.
A little excessive. Yeah. A little excessive.
But I'm like, I have a cousin that's on death row. I really want to be a family-oriented band, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the first, like, the EP, it was all about family.
Have you met her?
No, I have not.
Not yet? Okay. All right.
But, you know, she's been on death row in Texas for, since 1998.
Wow. So, damn. You know, okay.
She's also apparently a huge advocate for women's rights.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey.
At least she's trying to do something good.
Hey, you know what? People can get rehabilitated, and it was self-defense in a way, but then, you know, maybe took it a little further. That being said, you know. So thank you guys for coming up. If people want to hear these songs, they want to follow along with you, they can't make it out to a show or whatever, what's the best way to follow along with Born Without Blood?
You know, the best way to support the band is always through Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. We're on there, but we're on every streaming device, every streaming service out there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Yeah. Spotify. You know, Apple Music, all of them.
Awesome. Right on, guys. Well, any shout outs or thank yous you guys want to send out there now that you're on KISW?
Definitely to Simon to begin with. Before I joined, he did a lot of fill ins for us and he killed it. Simon's an excellent vocalist, great frontman. Big shout out to him for doing that.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'd like to give a huge shout out to, honestly, all the past band members. You know, especially Taylor, you know, our last vocalist, you know, he had to separate from us for personal reasons. And, you know, Eric, you know, who was in Mycon, the Doom band, he left us to go, you know, do his passion, which is Doom music.
Yeah.
Which is huge here.
Yes, it is. Right on. Any other shout outs or thank yous? We good?
Chris
Menino, yeah.
He was recording our most recent.
Yeah, movie. Chris is the man.
Absolutely.
He has sound for us for a lot of our live shows, too. Does a great job.
Sound at Substation.
Sound at Substation.
I guess it, same with Carlos.
Yeah.
Carlos from Rat King.
He's one of the best sound guys. Him and Chris, like, so
absolutely.
Good.
And I got to say, you know, trying to bring back Metal Mondays at Substation.
Yeah.
And it's inspired by Wes from Command.
Yeah. At the 2-bit.
You know, yeah, exactly. And
R.I.P. to the 2-bit.
Right, rest in peace, man. And but he took it over to the Substation afterwards.
Oh, cool.
You know, and so it lived there for a while, and then pandemic happened.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, family happened.
Yep.
And so I'm trying to bring it back. So we're gonna do Metal Monday to Revival. The first one's gonna be in August, at the end of August.
Awesome.
And you know, so shout out to Substation. They're a great venue. They treat the bands well. You know, it's just amazing people there.
Well, let me know when the Metal Monday is, and we'll promote it on Metal Shop.
Absolutely.
Right on. We're going to go into the band. The song was written about your cousin.
Yeah.
60 different stab wounds. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming up to Metal Shop.
This is amazing.
Absolutely. Born Without Blood here on Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.